What do you mean the original?
So, in the original...
I swear everybody is like...
In the version...
Backstreet's...
In the version we know of Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas, there's references to how it used to be called Let's Get Retarded. Even the first verse, he says it. In this context, there's no disrespect. Because when I bust a rhyme, you break your neck. So he's saying, like, already in that first line, he's like, I'm not saying retarded in a bad way. Like, he's addressing it instantly. And then, you know that bit that's like, woo-hoo! He's actually saying, we're cuckoo. Like, we're cuckoo.
It's good to be back.
You just did so many things wrong.
It's good to be back.
It's episode 55.
It's 55?
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
You said four. It's on tape. But that's fine. That's a great...
Okay, fair.
That's a great... And I swear, you used to say yes, 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 yes.
No. I switch it up between the two.
Oh, well, okay. You're freestyling.
Yeah, that's it. Like, there's sometimes I do... Four, sometimes I do three. Depending on the day, you know? I'm feeling. Today I'm very fucking cold, so I just want to get it fucking out.
It caught me off guard. You couldn't manage that extra year.
No, I could.
You're conserving heat.
Yes.
And energy.
I'm trying to, yeah.
I'm hungover.
Are you?
Yeah. My head hurts.
I'm fine.
I didn't even drink that much.
You know what I've done. I've gone to fucking hell and back. But it's fun. I mean, I had a good time last night.
I couldn't sleep.
Fucking Mosh.
Mosh, the premier nightclub experience of Leicester.
That's right.
My old haunt. I mean, I've not been in years. I'm kind of jealous, actually.
Well, that I went.
Yeah. I should have come.
You should have come with us.
Because all I did was go back to mine, and as soon as I got into bed and closed my eyes, oh my God, we're back again.
Jay was like, I can't believe anyone didn't come. I said, you should have come.
I should have, because I literally just... I threw down to music in the pitch black.
Which would... That's the atmosphere at Mosh anyway.
I would have been requesting songs. Yeah, it would have been... But then maybe I would have felt even worse.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You would have felt a lot worse. Just because, like, you would have drank more.
I would, and the drinks are of a terrible quality there. Sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I just remember...
He's making money, so don't even fucking worry about it.
Yeah, it's my fault. It's our fault.
You mean it's our fault?
For how we feel.
Oh, I feel fine. That's what I'm telling you.
You look like a Russian woman.
Yeah, but I'm cold. What do you... Like, I can't do anything about that. That's just the room is cold as fuck. Like winter in here. I'm in a fucking fridge here.
I've got a thermal base layer on. You need a good thermal...
I feel like a fucking vegetable.
Have you got a thermal base layer?
No.
Well... You've fallen at the first hurdle.
I should need one inside.
At this time of year, in this country, a thermal base layer is needed. You need a thermal base layer from...
Not inside a building.
October to March, possibly mid-April, you need a thermal base layer on.
If you're cold in your own room...
I am constantly cold.
In your own room?
In my own room.
That is crazy.
It's...
That's great. And you need a...
there's a very
using too much.
There's a
like
very
you're using too much energy.
There is a very specific position that I can be in under the duvet that is warm, but other than that, everywhere's cold.
That's crazy, bro. How are you doing this?
I don't know. It really makes the winter.
I can't be in my room and be like, shit, I'm cold.
It really makes the winter months difficult. You know?
I've got a heater at mine and I use it constantly.
Wow. What about that energy bill, though?
What?
What about that energy bill?
I don't pay for it.
Damn. That is one of your qualities, that you are exactly the same around every single... It doesn't matter if you're speaking to my mother or, like, the police. I've seen you do both of those things, and they're similar.
Yeah, it's just my natural personality. I just don't need to, like, upsell anything, try to be anybody else. Just be me.
You turned into like a motivational speaker there for a second. Okay. I don't need to upsell anything. The product is you.
That's right. Treat yourself.
I'd love to see you selling.
Buy
like,
my membership for $29.99.
I'd love to see you selling like a pyramid scheme, like something that doesn't actually exist, but you're just like talking all this like gibberish. Like, you don't have to upsell yourself. Your destiny is your own. Take it into your hands.
I could do that.
Yeah, I believe you could do it. I mean, it's virgin on, like, religion.
Yeah.
Preaching.
But again, it's just lying. I'm not into it.
That reminds me of when we went and played ping pong with those Jehovah's Witnesses.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it was... I would have never... I say I never would have come across that experience, but I did used to go, like, rock climbing with Mormon people. Well, they had disabilities, and some friends' parents of mine ran, like, a thing where they took them out and did activities and stuff like that. And we also, like, played in a band with them and stuff, and it was cool. So I'd done similar... I'd hung around people, like, but I never would have... I've never even had, like, a Jehovah's Witness come to the door or anything like that. I've never dealt with that. But you rang me up one day and were like, I've met these people. I was like, by any chance were they talking about Jehovah? And you're like, yeah. We're going to go play ping pong with them. I was like, oh, my God.
You drove them, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I picked them up. Yeah. They lived in, like, that place that's past... Shilton.
You are?
They lived like beyond L. Shilton, Hinckley Way, didn't they?
Yeah, they lived. Well, they came to my house and then.
But the place where we went to play ping pong?
No, that was in Nuneaton.
Yeah, Nuneaton, past Shilton over that way. And it was in. I remember it had this huge slanted ceiling.
Yeah.
They were nice enough people. Yeah. It was an experience. It was like going to a museum or something, like witnessing another culture, people doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And they weren't, like, trying to convert us, you know, which was cool. They weren't, like, shoving the word of Jehovah down our throat.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just at the end, like...
They didn't kidnap us and, like, try to brainwash us, so...
I mean, yeah, if you'd ran into a couple of Scientologists, that could have gone very differently.
Really?
Yeah, because I still would have... I have... That would have been interesting. But then at the same time, they're, like, very... I don't know if they're kid... They won't kidnap you, but they're just very, like... Manipulative and persuasive. They do this thing called a... they have this thing called an E-meter. And it's like this machine. I don't even know... It's crazy. I don't know, like, how the machines... How L. Ron Hubbard, the guy that, like, set it all up, how he made this machine, I have no idea. But you hold these electrical rods. I think it was based on a previous, like, lie detector-style machine. Because, like, you hold these metal rods and it... Well, Scientologists say that it tests your body for thetans. And thetans are... thetans are the souls of aliens that were dropped into a volcano millions of years ago that came out the volcano... and attach themselves to apes, and that's what we are. And the whole point of Scientology is to free your body of these alien souls that have attached themselves to you. And there's like thousands of them in your body. And they are responsible for your negative thoughts and emotions and illnesses.
So then it just tests it. What does it say? Like, oh, you've got 3,000.
Well, yeah. The first time you do it, they're like, oh my God, you're full of thetans. You need like serious help, man. But don't worry.
We're here to help.
Sign on this piece of paper. And then there's like levels, and each level, it's basically like it's like playing a video game where you have to like earn money to get to the next like tier of skills or something like that. And it's literally like $5,000 a tier, and it keeps getting more and more until you're paying like $10,000 to them and shit. And you don't even get to know about the aliens. And
you have to give them this money.
You don't have to, but you get like brainwashed because you could all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm full of thetans.
What do you mean? Oh my God, I'm full of... What if I'm... Yeah, I'm full of thetans.
And then they tell you like, oh, but we can get rid of all these thetans, and then you'll be able to reach your true potential.
That's crazy.
And you don't even get to know that they tell you that you're full of thetans, but they don't tell you like what thetans are or where they come from. And that once you've paid like... It's a crazy amount of money. It's like $250,000. You get to a certain level, and then they're like, right, here's the big enchilada. This is what it's all about. And then they tell you this crazy story about this guy called Xenu, an alien in a different galaxy who did a mass genocide and loaded all of the people in his galaxy into spaceships and flew them here to Earth and dumped their bodies into volcanoes. And then their souls came out the volcanoes and attached themselves to apes that turned into us. And that's meant to be like the big, like, oh my God.
How do you know about this? If they're so secretive about this shit.
Well, so like you wouldn't have really been able to know this information in like the 90s or 80s. Like you would have had to like be a Scientologist.
Oh, okay.
Because it was really well hidden. But then legitimately, it kind of leaked on the internet, I think. And then South Park are responsible. Really. They like are responsible for me knowing that narrative as well as I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the episode with Tom Cruise in the closet?
No, I thought...
It's a pretty early episode. And the guy who played Chef was a Scientologist.
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
And that's why...
He left the show.
He wasn't happy about this episode.
Yeah.
But the general gist of the episode is that Stan is... the reincarnation of L. Ron Hubbard, the guy who set Scientology up, and all the Scientologists like Tom Cruise and John Travolta all come to his house and they're like, we need you to write the next book of Scientology. And Stan's like, what the fuck are you on about?
Yeah.
And then they tell him the Xenu story that I've just told you. And he's like, what the fuck are you on about?
What is happening?
Yeah. And the whole time that they're like, they show the Scientology story and like they show Xenu and it's ridiculous, like he's an alien and shit, he wears a cape and it's like and at the bottom it just says in like text, this is actually what Scientologists believe, in big letters.
Okay.
And then I have since then, I saw that episode when I was like fucking 10, 11, 12 years old. I've seen on the internet, all the documents have now like leaked and yeah, you can read all the Xenu stuff. But then...
So how did the people from South Park know about it?
Well, I think it did leak on the internet, but the internet was just, like, a harder place to find that sort of information. Like, you'd only be able to, like, find that sort of stuff if you were, like, a nerd.
A hacker.
Yeah, or just, like, a nerd. Like,
what do you mean, a nerd? A nerd could be quite a few different things.
I mean, like, a traditional 90s nerd. When nerds, pre-Big Bang Theory nerds, like, before it was cool. Like, there was a subsection of people, like, in the 90s and early 2000s that, like, knew what they were doing with computers.
Yeah.
And it was, like, small. It was, like, a small bracket.
That nowadays, they're called hackers.
I guess so, yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're hacking for information or looking for...
But I mean files. More just, like, people that had an understanding of, like, LimeWire.
Because nerds nowadays is more like people that...
Watch
anime and play games.
That's what I mean. The definition... I'm telling you, the Big Bang Theory changed all of that. If you watch films from, like, the 70s and 80s, there's a defined line between jocks and nerds. I guess, like, 21 Jump Street spoke about this. Because they go to school again, Channing Tatum and Jonah, and they're like, whoa, there's all these, like, new groups. Before it was just nerds and jocks. Now there's, like, yeah. emos and fucking skinheads and, like, loads of different types of people.
And now there's even more, so...
But I like the traditional... Well, the 70s, 80s nerd is like the Poindexter. Glasses, calculator, boy, that sort of like voice.
I like to do homework, mate.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But then in the 90s, early 2000s, there were people... If you knew like a forum or a chat room in like the late 90s, that was like the cutting edge of kind of like cool tech, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if you knew how to, like, work MySpace when that came out. And, like... Because that was, like, coding. You had to, like, code MySpace if you wanted to, like, add widgets to your page or if you wanted to change the background and the colours and make it all, like, personalised. You had to, like, code, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, complicated. People still don't know how to do that to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But then the internet changed and... You never need to do stuff like that anymore. It's all just, like...
It's all there.
It's all shiny and just given to you. I do miss it. I do miss it.
But, yeah, that kind of... we went from nerds to computers.
Why were we talking about nerds?
Because we were talking about the... Scientology and how they...
Oh, yeah, yeah, Scientology. Yeah, so, like, the Scientology documents back then would be something you'd just, like, see on, like, LimeWire or, like, a file sharing site.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be, like, loads of the stuff that I'd, like... Back then, there were just all these, like, urban legends on the internet. Like, rumours, like... I remember seeing, like, the Roswell footage of, like, aliens. You must have seen that. It's like the clip of an alien, like a grey alien lying on a table, his legs all fucked up, and they're doing like an autopsy on it.
I don't think I have, no.
For real?
Yeah.
I've seen
one of like this like fish-looking creature, but it wasn't, yeah, there wasn't an alien. I've not seen an alien one.
Yeah, I saw it when I was like 9, and... It shook me to my core.
Shit. Why? I want aliens to come.
Yeah, but it was just like, I was like, I'd never really considered alien life. It was a big moment because it like, it just, I was like, oh my God. I remember being in the room. We were at a friend's house. Coop's brother's house. And I remember feeling like not alone in the room when we were watching the video. I felt like really paranoid. I was scared. I was really scared.
Mm.
I missed that feeling. Like
change does it. I'm sure that if aliens do come at any point in the near future, any 9-year-old is gonna probably feel the same way as you.
It's crazy. I mean, the only thing recently that's made me feel that sort of scared, like old internet scared, was I told you I was watching Free Solo.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have told me to watch Free Solo, my sister and Barden. But yeah, crazy documentary about people that climb rocks without ropes.
You are... Oh, that's... That's scary as fuck to watch.
It was... Wrong. I couldn't... I had to look away. There were points when...
Heights are just not my thing. I can deal with them. Fine.
Well, he spoke about that, actually. Alex Honnold. spoke about how it's not...
What's his fucking name? Because you're like, Alex
Hon,
Cole,
Hon,
Hollow...
Hon Old.
Hon Old.
Honold.
Honold.
Alex Honold.
How'd you spell it?
H-O-N-O-L-D.
H-O-N. H-O-N.
It might be double N. O-L-D.
O-L-D.
Honold. Yeah, he speaks about how it's not like the fear of heights. It's the fear of falling.
Mm-hmm.
If you can work that out, he says that makes it a lot mentally easier because you have to be calm with the height. And then once you can be at peace with that, then you can, it's up to you then not to fall, you know, with your hands. It's up to you to like put in a perfect performance and not fall off the rock and die.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a crazy...
That's why I kind of want to watch a video of it just to see how he, like, goes onto the wall and, like, uses his, like, fingers and grip to, like... I'm sure they show, like, shots of him, like...
They film the whole thing. I mean, that's a big part of it, too. They're, like, really worried about it. They describe it as... When you have a cameraman filming you, they're scared because they know how dangerous it is and they're scared of seeing someone die. And they describe it as that then projects onto Alex and it's like a loop.
Yeah.
So having people there filming really changes the whole process.
Yeah.
So there's portions of the route when he does El Capitan where the there's no cameramen and the cameras are just set up on their own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's this really difficult bit where he has to, like, jump and he's not touching anything. And he's really, we're, like, scared about it. So he's like, I need no people to be there when I do that. But when he does it, he looks at the camera and he's like... I got crazy anxiety watching it because the amount of real-time problem-solving he's doing, like, in the moment, and the amount of, like, mental blocking that he's doing to, like, block out all of the sort of, like, animal instinct of, like, my back is exposed, like, behind me is just, like, completely open. It's anxiety-inducing. It's crazy. It scared me.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. You got to get past it. But, like, it's so thrilling, I guess.
It was inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, the mindset behind it and the...
seeing somebody achieve that is like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was definitely sort of...
Obviously, it wouldn't be on camera or on a documentary if he went there and, like...
The other documentary that I watched like instantly after, the alpinist Marc Andre, he dies.
But he tried to do too much. He's like, oh, doing the cold now. I'm like, bro, please.
Yeah, I mean, please. That free solo ends in a real like positive vibe because like you get to see him like achieve his goal.
Yeah.
And it's like triumphant. Whereas the alpinist is like pretty devastating. I like cried. Because everyone,
it's heart wrenching.
You get to see his funeral and his mum talk and his girlfriend and like everyone's so like they're like he was here for such a short amount of time, but he was like, I've never seen someone so hungry for it. And he was like going at full speed. Like even his mum's like, I still believe, like, he was, like, meant to do what he did sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy thing. That must be so hard to emotionally deal with because you're like, obviously I didn't want him to die, but I do believe that he died doing exactly what he was meant to be doing.
Yeah, what he loved.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But I'd definitely recommend watching both of them.
How long are they? Like,
I think, yeah, like an hour and a half. Each, I think. Free Solo might be a little shorter. It's on Disney Plus, Free Solo.
Oh, okay. Sound.
Alpinist I had to rent from YouTube.
All right. Was it not on Amazon Prime?
No. Prime's fucking terrible. They've added ads.
They have, yeah.
Fuck that. I'm done.
There's stuff that... They do have stuff that's free of ads.
Oh.
Like, if they don't have ads, it's just...
Anything that's trying to advertise to me, I'm done with.
But they do have ads anyway, and you can skip them at the start.
Yeah.
Skip ads.
I was angry about that.
Why? Because you can skip it.
Stop advertising to me. Stop it.
That can't happen. That's how people make money.
That's how some people make money. That's how bad people make money.
Why does it matter whether some people or people make money? Like that's the same thing.
With everyone, I'm talking about small advertising. Not everyone's in advertising.
No, I don't. And I never said that. But like, that's how some people make money.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. I'm angry about it. Don't advertise to me. If you advertise a product to me, I won't buy it. Just out of principle.
That's fine. But that's why they give you the skip button.
Some of them don't.
What do you mean?
Amazon do, but some companies don't. ITV Hub, all that stuff, all the terrestrial television. Stop.
Why are you watching shit on that?
Sometimes, I don't know, it's just rogue stuff sometimes, like Rick and Morty. The only way you can stream Rick and Morty, if you've not got Netflix, is on Channel 4. You have to deal with ads. Like, every fucking... It's a lot. It's a lot of ads. And those episodes are only, like, 20 minutes long. You're like, you want to break that up into, like, 4 segments. It's crazy.
5 minutes of... Yeah, fuck that. See, I wouldn't be watching it on that.
It's rude.
I'll find a website and just watch it there.
It's a hate crime. I mean, yeah, I do that.
Because it's... That's just too much. Like... YouTube is trying to do this now as well, where they're adding like 3 ads. You're like, what the fuck?
You see, YouTube
adding ad, bro.
YouTube have that little thing.
Still does.
Yeah. And I've got it down to like there's the little question mark. And they've made it so you can skip any ad, but it takes a little extra effort.
Yeah.
So no one's going to do it. But I do it every single time. I've got it down with my thumb. I'm like, don't even try and advertise to me. And then there's some...
They changed it now as well.
Well, there's some channels, like the really big corporate, like Apple. You can never skip an Apple ad.
I just reload the video.
Yeah.
And then I'll do a different ad and then...
Don't advertise to me. I don't want it.
I'm not advertising you anything, bro.
Stop it. Stop advertising to me.
I don't care.
People are trying to... You. There's people coming for you.
There's what? People coming for me?
People are coming.
For me?
And they're trying to sell you things.
Why are you telling me this now? I need to get going.
Maybe we should try and sell things back to them.
What would you suggest? A drum of jelly.
No, we could sell. I just think anyone that tries to sell me anything now, I'm going to try and sell them the same thing back. And be like, you've already got it, man. You don't even need it. Take it for yourself.
What do you mean? Somebody trying to sell you some fucking insurance. It's like, bro, don't worry about it.
You understand?
You need car insurance as well. Get it.
You've got the insurance, man. You don't need to sell it to me. You've already got it.
He's trying to make money. How he's just gonna be like, oh, okay, he's retarded. Yeah, let me put the phone down.
Let's get retarded.
That's right.
That's the original jam. Will.i.am and Fergie. You know, they
before they
sold out.
Sold out. Don't say sold out.
They sold out and buckled to not having their hit song be called Let's Get Retarded. I would have put my foot down in the record label meeting, like, look, it goes out as Let's Get Retarded or I'm walking.
You would have walked, man. You would have definitely walked. There's no record label that's going to be associated with a song called Let's Get Retarded.
I think, well, they did. They let it be an album track. They were just like, yeah, we're not going to, like, put this song on blast. Like, we're not going to put loads of thousands of dollars into advertising it if it's called Let's Get Retarded. But I think if they did do that, the way...
I don't think they looked at the whole fucking set list and they just, like...
Well, it's pretty crazy to go from Where Is The Love? That was, like, the single before. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, ah, oh, beautiful song. Next one.
Let's get retarded.
Let's get retarded. I think if they had stuck with it, that word would still be socially accepted. Because it's such a good song. It's like, so it's a banger. It's a pump-up, like, hit. So it'd be one of them where it's like, oh, we have to, like, just accept it.
No, people will be mad, bro.
People still listen to R. Kelly.
What?
People still listen to R. Kelly, you know? If the song's good enough, people just dance.
I feel like R. Kelly's a different case, though.
Nah, because his music's so overtly sexual. And what he was arrested for was so overtly sexual that the synergy between, like, his art and his crimes. So I think it's even more heinous.
To be listening to it.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Like, in the club, that's... everyone, like, getting down to Ignition and shit. And I'm like, this guy's like... Yeah, like, it's the remix to Ignition. We're hopping fresh out the kitchen. But then at the same time, like, there's probably part of him that in his head he's, like, pissing all over, like, little girls. Like, that's what he was doing.
Stop.
That's what he was... Stop. That is what he was doing.
You're trying to get cancelled here.
That's just a fact. That is just a straight fact. We should be able to say that R. Kelly pissed on a girl because because he did.
We can say it. Although... We probably shouldn't say.
We didn't do that.
I know we didn't.
We're just discussing
what the media has
bad people
put in place.
And then, did you see the interview before he went to jail? And he was like, I'm losing my livelihood. He was like very upset.
But I don't think Will.i.am is in any way, shape or form, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. That Let's Get Retarded is a way less severe case. So we should have just let it slide.
No. People get upset, bro. You're like, I understand what you're saying with R. Kelly, but they got upset with R. Kelly as well, so...
It could have...
I know that they still listen to it, but that's a very small percentage of people.
Look.
Because they're probably pedos as well.
That song could have been a real empowering statement for the handicapped community, you know? It's like an empowering song. Like, everyone, let's get retarded. Like, all, like, bring everyone together.
To get cancelled, bro.
Everyone come together. That's what I'm saying. If that's a bad message, then I must be crazy.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't...
We've got to all come together under one...
I don't mind what you do.
Retarded umbrella.
Here to support you in every... If you want to get that way... Let's do it. Do you need me to hit you with a bat or...
Isn't that nice?
Always.
We support one another.
That's right.
In what we do.
That's what you call a friendship, mate.
It's good to know. It's good to know that I've got people out there.
Not just me.
Looking out.
No, just me.
Just you. See, I'm a little less... secure in that. It's just you. Yeah. It all comes down to you.
Why are you less secure? Am I not good enough?
I imagined like a group of people, an army of people.
You need an army of people. Wow.
Or at least more than like five.
You're just greedy, bro.
Whoa.
That's greedy vibes.
You know what I need?
What do you need?
Lip balm.
Lip balm?
Yeah, I'm going to go get
balm
it.
Balm lip.
Yeah.
You got a bum lip.
I got a bum lip and I need balm for the bum lip.
Wow.
Keep them entertained.
Right. So, I'm going to tell you guys a story.
What are you saying, oh God, for? Yeah, this might not make sense, but at least we can have some fun with it.
I left the balm at home.
Wow.
So I'm going to need to go get a glass of water. But continue with your story. Would you like a top-up?
Let me have some more now. And then, yes, let me have a top-up.
That's a classic move. Damn.
Thank you, sir. It's going to be a while. It's fun. Sorry, guys. It's the weather outside is very frightful because it's fucking cold as shit. I'm sure he's outside right now, just speaking to everyone. Oh, here we go. He's back at it again. He's outside.
Oh damn! You've put me on the spot.
You're fucking.
No, you're gonna make me look bad because I don't know these people's names. But there's someone out there. I tell you now, there's someone out there
that you know.
I've met them before.
Do I know them?
Yeah.
Have I met them before?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna go further into it. Because then those people, if they end up listening to this, will identify who they are and they'll know that I don't know their name, even though we spoke numerous times. So after the podcast, we'll find out who's out there.
Yeah. So you can cut this out.
Yeah. I'm not even going to cut it out. We've left enough information for this to be completely ambiguous. I could have met anyone out there.
But they'll know who that is.
No, because this could have been filmed at any time. No one knows when this was recorded or filmed and what day it was on. So it's
So the date is
ambiguous. That's what the date is. I'll tell you now.
I'll tell you, everyone. The
you're gonna spill. You're gonna spill the beans. You're gonna expose me. Damn.
Wow.
No, that's my fault. I'm terrible with names. I'm just awful at,
yeah.
It's a fucking thing with, like...
You gotta associate either their name or their appearance to their name. Like, you have to, like...
The way that I think about it is rude. Because it's like, I remembered your name the minute I met you, and that's because, bang, you made an impact on me. Like, you're a big character. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel rude, because it's like, if I don't remember your name, then I've not really thought that you were, like, a big impact on me. So I feel a bit mean, but that's just me, being real.
I always try to, like... I will never, like... If you show me someone, like, oh, have you seen Tom? And you're like, who's Tom? Because I know so many Toms. I'm like, which Tom are you talking about?
Mm.
So then it's like, you have to show me a picture. I'm like, yeah, I've seen.
Faces definitely.
Yeah. So I try to associate their name with, like, with them or something that they've done that evening. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, like, full-time autism kicks in and I'll see someone that reminds me of someone else and then I won't be able to think of them as who they are.
Because you think they're somebody else. I didn't think... like a fucking famous person. You're like, oh,
and, or, like, an old friend or someone else that I've met. I'll be like, oh, they look like John, even though their name's, like, David. And I'll be like... Oh, that's the guy that looks like John. And I'll think that before I think there's David. It's a real problem. It's a real issue. I've definitely...
That is an issue. I've seen it before. You with that guy that lives in your building. You're like, this is his name. And you're like... Because it's... I can't remember what you called him.
Which one? I can't remember.
Bearded dog.
Oh, bearded dogman. Bearded dogman. Smoking dogman.
So, yeah.
He has numerous names depending on what he's doing that day.
You're like, I called him his name and you're like, no, that's bearded dogman. That's what you're just related to. You can't call him his name.
Smoochie, that's bearded dogman. He'll never be anything else to me but bearded dogman. Or smoking dogman.
That is just stupid.
Yeah.
It's... Might not like... Have you called him that to his face?
No.
Wow.
Never.
Never.
Hello, bearded dogman. I think he would... Yeah. I think he already thinks I'm weird because... I don't know. It's easier to not think about what other people think about me.
Yeah, why are you thinking about that?
Because I was just imagining what I'd think if someone came up to me and was like, hello, I'm just trying to describe myself, hello, bearded blondie, or something like that. I'd be like,
you
what?
You don't have a beard, bro.
I have a little bit of a beard, bro. I don't have as much a beard as you. You're fucking...
Or bearded dogman. So I don't know. I think it would be like curly-headed... Why, bitch?
Oh, you were just going to say, like, fuck. Like, curly-headed fuck or something. Yeah.
Curly-headed fuck, curly-headed white bitch, I don't know.
You're getting, like, a little bit over, like...
Overzealous.
No, well, yeah, always. But there's an Eastern look to that beard.
There's an Eastern look to that.
You're Western.
What do you mean?
You're Western. You're yes, obviously I am Western. Dominican, but the beard is given
Middle Eastern vibe.
Yeah, desert.
Does that, like, the outfit, does that match the outfit? That's why you're saying.
Well, you've kind of got the hood, too. Mm. So you kind of look like a traditional kind of person that might ride a camel.
Wow.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
Or that's like, you'd definitely fit into like the opening scene of Aladdin as like a background character.
So I wouldn't be the main character.
You'd be like running a market stall.
Right. Okay.
Selling
At least I'm in.
Selling dates.
Selling dates.
Yeah.
What to?
They eat a lot of dates in that area.
In that area.
Yeah.
In that area, in that area.
Era and area.
I've never seen Aladdin, so I can tell.
You've never seen Aladdin?
I don't know what... Disney films, I've not really watched many Disney films.
I just itched my ear and got shivers, man. You ever experienced that?
Yeah, I've never been a watcher of Disney films.
I resonate highly with Robin Williams' performance as the genie.
Have you seen the...
No, I'm not watching that fucking bullshit with Will Smith. I'm not doing that. They've ruined... Like, that is, like, the worst thing they could have done. I like Will Smith, too. Like, I say that as someone that, like, I love Men in Black. That's, like, one of my favourite film series of all time. But... not as the genie. And then, like, it had a DJ Khaled song. That's not what I want from Aladdin. Again, I like some DJ Khaled songs, but not in Aladdin.
Okay.
You need to see the original. Prince Ali, Fabulous He, Ali Ababa, Strong as 10, Regular Man. Definitely.
It's like you're just fucking running ad yourself, bro. Don't sell me shit.
I'm selling you Aladdin right now.
That was a whole fucking pitch. I'm like, bro, you just said to me, don't sell me anything.
Aladdin's worth buying. As far as products go.
Like that. That's why I'm like, you good?
Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Like I said to you, I've not really watched many Disney films.
Yeah, they were my jam. I've seen more... It's easier to say the ones that I've not seen than the ones that I have. I've seen most of them. Well, yeah. Up until about 2005. All the classics through the 80s. So that you've not seen, like, The Lion King?
No.
Jesus Christ, man.
None of them, no.
That's, like, a great film.
I may be there in, like, passing with somebody, like, that's had it on TV, but, like, I've never... It's not been something that I'm like, oh, I'm watching.
Hakuna Matata.
I know that because of all the memes and shit.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Okay.
It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Good for you, mate.
And then the lions fuck and Elton John's like,
they fuck.
Can you feel the love? And yeah. Yeah, for real.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah, Simba's, like, gets raised by his fucking dad, and his dad's brother's, like, a bit of a dick. And then, all of a sudden, his dad's brother kills his dad, and then looks Simba dead in the eye, and he's like, yeah, you fucking saw me do that. That was me. Get out of here. And Simba runs off.
Grows up. Comes back.
Meets Timon and Pumbaa, and he's all like, oh, my uncle killed my dad, I'm all cut up. And Timon and Pumbaa are like, Hakuna Matata, man, just calm down. And then...
Solid musical, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. There's several songs. There's a song that was removed where Simba's uncle rapes his mum.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. All the other lions and part of Simba's family are still alive, and Simba leaves them. And they're like, oh, Simba's left, he's betrayed us. And Scar, that's the name of Simba's uncle, tells all the other lions that Simba ran away and is a coward. When really, Scar killed Simba's dad, Mufasa, and told Simba to get out of here. Because everyone will blame him. And then this lion that he grew up with, a girl lion, goes and finds him. And that's when they fuck.
Who? Simba and...
Simba and Lala, I think her name is.
Poe?
Not Poe. Lala. And then...
Wow.
There's a monkey...
There must have been, like, a time skip then.
There is, yeah. There's a time... It happens. The time skip happens in the bridge of Hakuna Matata. They do the first two verses of Hakuna Matata, and Simba's, like, a bit skeptical about the whole thing. He's like, this warthog on this fucking... I don't even know what Timon is. A meerkat.
Yeah.
A meerkat and a warthog have told me to not worry about the fact that my dad's dead. I'm struggling with this one. It's a tough sell. But then something happens magically in the third... All the vocals drop out, and there's like an instrumental bit, and there's this montage where they're walking across a log, and the backing vocals are like, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata. And the sun keeps changing and going down, and Simba gets older, and he ages. Like, he seemingly goes from being a child and turns into an adult. And then the last chorus of Hakuna Matata, it means no worries. And he's like an adult, and he sings the last chorus as an adult. And then she turns up. Then they fuck. And then...
Wow.
Then a monkey...
It's a whole fucking story.
Then a monkey...
Then a monkey.
A fucking monkey.
A fucking monkey.
That was at the beginning, you know... That bit.
Right.
At the beginning.
Like the film that I haven't watched. Yeah, I remember that.
The
bit,
Circle
yeah.
of Life. The monkey holds Simba when he was born mm-hmm. on the edge of a cliff. And that's the only time you see that monkey. He seems to be like the priest... Or, like, right. the religious figure. Yeah. And then, in the middle of it all, just after he's fucked that other lion, this monkey, his name is Rafiki. Rafiki turns up, and he's like, he speaks like Yoda, all backwards and shit, and he's like, you're sad. Why is that? And then his dad appears in the sky as a big cloud. and tells them that it's all going to be okay and you've got to go back home and rescue your mum. And
pack.
Yeah, so they go back, and to distract the hyenas that are working for the bad lions, Timon and Pumbaa dress up in hula skirts. And they sing a song.
They... What?
Yeah, it's like my favorite bit of the film.
To hide themselves from the hyenas.
It's so the lions can get in, Simba and Lala get in, whilst Timon and Pumbaa are dancing in hula skirts.
So then they're going after them and...
Yeah, and they're like, who's a big pig? You can be a big pig too. Oi! And then Simba fucks Scar up. And that's the circle of life.
And then he becomes a leader.
I forgot to mention throughout the whole thing that Mr. Bean plays a bird.
Mr. Bean plays a bird?
Yeah.
Okay. In...
He's Simba's dad's right-hand man.
What, the bird?
Yeah. And he kind of, like, watches over Simba whilst Mufasa, his dad, is doing all the kingship, looking after the lions. The bird will, like, follow him around. But he's kind of dumb, so Simba manages to, like, distract him and go places that he's not meant to go.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of gets Simba in trouble. But then when Scar takes rule, Mr. Bean, Zazu is the name of the bird, and he gets locked in a cage. Yeah, it's a good
for
film.
Lions to make a cage.
I think it's like a rib cage.
A rib cage?
Yeah, it's made of bones.
Fair enough. But for them to go, like, just like, we're not going to eat you, but I'll put you here.
I love that I genuinely just got to explain to you, like, the plot of The Lion King. There's not, like, many people that don't know the narrative of that, the general hits and beats of The Lion King.
Yeah, it's not been something that I have looked into, to be honest. It's not, like, it's not going to impact my life more if I do watch it. Do you know what I mean?
The bit where time jumps, I remember, blew my mind as a kid. I remember specifically clocking. I was like, this is special. Hakuna Matata, Hakuna. And then he's like, it's like this montage and, yeah. But, yeah, I think that about covers it, really, doesn't it? In terms of, it's been a good episode. We've discussed The Lion King.
I mean, didn't they make a fourth film?
Oh, they've made, like, there was a Lion King 1, a Lion King 2, a Lion King 1.
Was that number 1 that you were just explaining?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so what the fuck is 2 and 3 about, then?
2 is called Simba's Pride, and it's about Simba's kids. And then 3 is a prequel, and it's set before. I think.
Oh.
I've not seen 3. But then there's also 1.5 and 2.5. And they're about Timon and Pumbaa, I think.
Jesus Christ.
They've really milked that franchise. And then they remade it recently, like live action, and Seth Rogen played Pumbaa. I've not seen it. I refuse.
You refuse?
Yeah. I'm not I'm not watching any of those live action Disney. They're not for me. Mm-hmm. That's so, like, kids can have the experience that I had with the old one.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But I had the experience with the old one, you know.
Well, for me, fair enough.
Although
you know that I've, like I said to you, I've always been an anime kid. So, like, one of the first ever animes that I watched, one of my favorites, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
No. It's Yu Hakusho.
Yu Haku.
It's I'm telling you what it is. Yu twice Hakusho.
Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Yu Hakusho.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's about this kid who dies saving another kid from getting hit by a car.
Mm.
So then he goes up to heaven and they say, unfortunately, your place is not set yet. So we need to send you back but we can't send you back just as normal anymore. You have to become a spirit detective. And he takes care of, like, all the bad omens and shit, demons, trying to take over the earth and make so that hell and earth are one world.
Mm.
So he try to stop all of that, which is, it's great.
That's way deeper.
It's deep. Yeah. Some deep shit.
That's way deeper than
that. And that, I was watching that like, what, 9, 10?
Mm.
Some good shit.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Tom and Jerry, a lot of Looney Tunes, a lot of slapstick, Surface.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I did watch my fair share of, you know, what's his fucking name? That Cowardly Dog.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, I watched my fair share of that, you know.
That kind
of
perturbed me.
Cartoon Network was my thing.
Do you ever watch Cow and Chicken?
Yeah, Cow and Chicken.
I love that.
Dexter's...
That shit was crazy, Cow and Chicken. Like, I feel like that would not fly today.
Yeah, that... None of them would... Like, watching Courage the Fucking Cowardly Dog, bro, that's...
Wild.
That's wild, bro. There's some fucking weird shit.
Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab. I feel
like Cartoon Network just turned into, like... What's that fucking... Adult Swim or some shit. Cause
they're connected. Adult Swim literally was like the nighttime programming for Cartoon Network.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like at 11 or something, it would just turn to Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it became its own channel.
Yeah. Which is fair.
It's cool. It's interesting too, because like loads of like Seth MacFarlane started on Cartoon Network. He like wrote for Johnny Bravo, Dexter's Lab, Cow and Chicken, and stuff like that. And then like Seth Rogen used to voice the Red Devil in Cow and Chicken.
He what?
There was that Red
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, no, Will Farrell. Sorry,
Will Farrell's who?
The Red Devil in Cow and Chicken. You remember that Red Devil guy? He had a fat ass.
Bro, like that.
Everyone in that show had a...
We're going back fucking.
This is like decades, late 90s. Bro. This is like, you know, 97, 98 shit, yeah.
Decades.
Yeah, it was just a devil with a fat ass. Everyone in that show had a fat ass.
Pretty much. Like the. Just the fact that, like, the mom and dad are like. Are they just legs, right? Just like
That's in... There's so many shows where... Like, I think it's like that in Dexter's Lab. And then it's like that in...
What do you mean? No, Dexter's Lab is not...
Oh, no, you see their faces in that.
Yeah. You see his mum.
Powerpuff Girls, you never see the face of...
You do, yeah. Because he's in the fucking intro. You do see
his face. There is a character that you don't see his face.
Yeah, the...
The mayor.
No, the woman.
The mayor's assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ginger lady.
Yeah. You don't see her face.
I miss those shows.
Same as like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see their face.
Although you do.
What are you fucking gonna get into now? Some weird shit.
Just as like
it's always like I say something like, oh, this is normal, like back in the day, you're like,
no, yeah, I'm just saying
this fucked up bit there.
My experience with Tom and Jerry, watching it as like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, I very innocently assumed that the lady that was always berating Thomas, I assumed that was her house because I was just innocent and young, but it's not.
No.
She's the maid.
Yes, she is.
And it's quite an on-the-nose stereotype and offensive. But I never got that as a kid. I just was like, oh, no, she's just, like, cleaning. Like, she's just, like...
Cleaning the house.
Yeah, cleaning the house and shit.
Because you don't get to see anybody else.
No. Although there are a couple of episodes where, like, there seems to be owners to the house and stuff like that, but it's never, like... I mean, her name, that character's name is horrendously offensive.
What is it?
It's Mammy Two Shoes.
Mammy Two Shoes.
Yeah, but that word mammy is like an old racist word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know like the roots and history behind it, but it's like, close to like, I don't know, it's just like a blackface stereotype from like the minstrel era. So yeah, that character's like offensive, but I never saw it like,
you never saw it like that.
Yeah, that's not what I got from it as a kid. The ending of Tom and Jerry. What do you mean the ending?
They ended Tom and Jerry. What do you mean?
Still,
what do you mean? It like
still going to this day?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
There's a new animated series. There was a film a couple of years ago with Chloe Grace Moretz. Okay, so
that yeah, but there's an ending to that one we're talking about.
What, the original?
Yeah, they ended it by Tom. Tom, they don't show it, but like Tom gets so depressed. And so there's Jerry that
they both sit on the railway.
Yeah.
No, that's just one episode. That's actually one of my favorite episodes of Tom and Jerry. But that's just a singular. So there's different eras of Tom and Jerry, and it can be split up by who was handling the animation at the time. And then, like, the classic era is drawn by this guy called Chuck Jones. And that's like. I might be wrong about that. There's definitely a Chuck Jones era of Tom and Jerry, but I don't know if he's the classic one. But basically, things are wildly different in each of the eras. And that era where that episode where they end up on the train line is a later era. And they were doing these episodes that had like a lot of the older episodes is just Tom and Jerry in the house smashing the shit out of one another with like a very basic, like, it's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that just, the episode just runs off that back. Like, you know, there's food on the table, they're throwing it at each other. There's nothing more to it.
No, yeah.
But that episode where they end up on the train tracks is this crazy episode where Tom, it starts off with Jerry being upset, and he's upset because he can't fuck with Tom anymore. And it's because Tom is heartbroken over a girl. And there's this other cat who's in loads of other episodes called Butch. Mm-hmm. And Tom will like go to this girl cat's house with like a daisy. And then Butch will turn up and like in a car and hit him, and he'll have like a bouquet of flowers that's like huge. Mm-hmm. And just at every hurdle, Butch is outshining Tom in the war to win this female cat's heart.
Yeah. I know, that's.
Which eventually ends in Tom being so depressed that he wants to sit on the railway and kill himself. But Jerry is narrating the episode, if I remember correctly, and he's like, poor Sap, poor old Tom. Like, he's like, and then Jerry sees a girl, and the same thing happens to him, and he joins Tom on the tracks at the end of the episode. But then there were more episodes after that, and it just, like, that was just an era where they were doing, like, you know how, like, Black Mirror's, like, just one each episode has a different plot completely. Mm-hmm. They were like going through that sort of thing. They made a film in the 1990s where they spoke.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, me and Louisa, my sister, used to have it on VHS, and it's the fucking worst. It's regarded as being really bad in the Tom and Jerry. Well, it's regarded as being bad by everyone. But I have a soft spot for it in my heart because it's one of the craziest films. Like, it's one of them where it's so bad it's good. Starts off and they're beating the shit out of one another in the house.
Standard.
But then the people that own the house leave Tom and Jerry there. They sell the house and just leave Tom and Jerry in the house. And they don't know what's happening, but all of a sudden a bulldozer comes to bulldoze the house. So the house is gone and they're just left out on the street. And then there's this like other bit to the story where this girl runs away from her dad and goes to live with her Aunt Fig, who is an evil lady who only loves money and has a butler called Lick Boot. I've not thought about this film in like 15 years. And they sing this song and it's like a fever dream. They're like, money is such a beautiful word. I know. And it's this song all about money.
What the fuck?
It's the song all about money.
I want to watch it now.
Yeah. And then Tom and Jerry talk for the first time. And the way that they address it is one of them talks and the other one's like, hey, I didn't know you could talk. And the other one's response is, well, I never had anything to say. That's legit, like, the first conversation they have.
It's like, oh, I don't have anything to say. I'm just going to keep beating the shit out of you, or you keep beating the shit out of me.
And then they meet a dog in an alleyway that has a flea that talks.
A flea?
Yeah. They meet a dog, and a flea, and all of a sudden these bad alley cats come into the this alley that they're in. They're eating out a bin with the dog and the flea, and these alley cats that are like thugs. And then another, it's a musical. There's like musical numbers, and these thug cats come in and like sing this song about how they're it's tough on the streets and you won't survive out here. I'm trying to remember how Tom and Jerry, they get connected with this Robin girl that's run away from her dad, and they...
Don't tell me too much. It's fine. I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch it? Okay. Well, yeah, let me know next episode what you thought of it. It's one of the fucking worst films ever.
I'm going to see. I like Tom and Jerry.
So. I don't even know where you'd like go to find it now. You'd need to like, it's not going to be on any streaming.
No, I'll do a deep dive. Don't worry.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we can wrap this up.
Well,
episode 55.
55. I'm pretty sure I said 55, but it's recorded, so
it don't matter. Yeah, it don't even matter. But no, good to be back, and not even going to say anything on it. We're just going to keep rolling.
We didn't even talk about what we've been doing. But
what have we? Well,
next. No. We'll do it for next time.
Yeah, you'll find out what we've been doing. We've been doing some bits. We've been doing some stuff, and we're happy to be back. And we are going to be doing this a lot more. So. Thank you for listening. This has been It's Not That Deep, Bro. And yeah, we'll see.
Standard.
But. See you next time.
Keep it fucking real. You know where we are. Hit us up in that fucking social media. Give us some fucking comments. Let us know what you thought about the episode. If you want more stuff like this.
Get up in Martin's face.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Martin wants the smoke.
That's right. DM me.
DM Martin.
That's right. I want to talk to you guys.
Peace. This is not that.